Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good to Be Social. And today we're going to talk about building an effective, flexible strategy for your law firm. Our guest today is Kate Pierce. Kate is the Chief Marketing and Business Development Officer at the law firm of Morris, Manning & Martin, LLP. And Kate focuses on her firm's unique client service to strengthen its brand and position in the marketplace. Kate is known for excellent people skills and for leading successful collaborations between the marketing team, the executive committee, and practice leaders. Her responsibilities include designing and implementing marketing, communications, public relations, practice growth, strategic development, and leadership succession programs at her firm. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Thanks for having me, Guy.
Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure. So, Kate, before we dive into the topic, tell us a little bit more about yourself. How did you end up doing marketing and business development at a law firm?
Well, I actually used to want to be a lawyer. So I had taken the LSAT and, you know, was trying to figure out what I was going to do with kind of a lull. I had been in the marketing and communications world on the retail side for a few years and went to look at law firms for a job, you know, thinking I'm going to take a year and kind of get in there, learn the environment a little bit more, and found that there were marketing departments. And this was a little while ago. I don't want to date myself too much, but legal marketing was really kind of, you know, at the beginning. I think legal marketing was really starting to find its place in a law firm. And came in thinking that I would do it for a year and just fell in love with it, honestly. I just felt like this is really a great fit for me. Always been interested in law, but I do find myself to be a more creative person. You know, I really like to write. I like communications. I really am focused on strategy and growth, as you described in my bio. And this has given me an opportunity to kind of build something, build a department, help the firm build, and build my own career.
I love it. What would you say has been the biggest surprise that you had in terms of, you know, once you started to work at a law firm, perhaps you had a misconception or, you know, you weren't expecting something. What would you say surprised you most about the legal industry?
I think just how different each area of the law can be. You know, I think I have that impression you see on television, right? You know, you're in the courtroom and you're arguing for justice. And I don't think I realized how important legal services can be really to business. And that's where I ended up, you know, working for a commercial law firm and seeing how they work with different clients to help them grow, help them navigate certain issues. It wasn't just about, you know, doing a jury trial, seeing what it looks so glamorous on TV. And I found that to be really interesting. Like, I didn't even really know what intellectual property was when I joined the firm. And I was fascinated by that world. And we do a lot of real estate, you know, and learning how important law is to, you know, building a high rise or creating a neighborhood, things like that. It's fascinating to me. And it's really been fun to see how you can build these relationships with clients that take you, you know, years, decades, and you're really building something together. And that was a side of law I didn't really know existed.
I love it. I love it. All right. So let's turn to the topic, which is building an effective, flexible strategy for a law firm. A lot of firms I know, they say they have a strategy or they believe they have a strategy, but in reality, they don't. A lot of firms are very reactive and they kind of make it up as they go along. From your perspective, why do you think a strategy is so important to a law firm?
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying. I think, you know, law, practicing law is, you're trained to be responsive and help manage risk. So I think it is very easy to get caught up in what I refer to as the immediate and urgent, as you referred to it as reactive. And I think as marketers, we can fall into the same trap. You know, we're dealing with tight deadlines, competing priorities. And if you don't have a strategy, and a strategy that you're really, you know, living by, that you're continuing to refer to, and you're using it as a guide for your firm, you'll never move forward. I think you can just get stuck in that same cycle of what fire needs to be put out today. And if you have a strategy that you are using effectively, I think it helps you continue to have progress. I also have seen from my experience that a strategic vision and plan can make a law firm a lot more cohesive. It creates better collaboration within the organization, and then that improves client representation, client service. It also creates, I think, a stronger leadership team, better change management. And it, as I said, it kind of helps you keep moving things forward. So even when you're faced with challenges and change or a pandemic, you know, you have kind of your guideposts there to help you continue forward. And we launched our first strategic plan about 5 years ago. And so obviously we've all been through a ton of change in the last 5 years. And I think it helped us really find our way when everything in the world felt upside down. And I'm very grateful that we had that, because I do think it helped us navigate everything that was coming at us with this kind of crazy breakneck speed and figure out, okay, where do we need to focus our resources, right? You do have to put out those fires, but you do also want to make sure that you're continuing to move forward and growing in a way that makes sense for your firm and your business.
That is such a great point, and I'm so glad that you guys figure that out, because so many firms struggled during the pandemic and, mm-hmm. and are still struggling. So what is included in an effective law firm strategy? What are the different components of a strategy for a law firm?
You know, I think there's a lot, and maybe some of them can differ from firm to firm. I think the first thing that is the most important probably is really a clear analysis, you know, getting data, getting market research, talking to your clients, and really analyzing where your strengths and weaknesses are. And then I think comparing that with where you want to be. So that helps you determine, I think, an accurate kind of state of where you are, but also how you can grow. And I think it should be, you know, as far as the vision of your firm, it should probably be a little ambitious. I think it should have a very defined time frame. You should have some deadlines for your goals. And then I think kind of related to the vision of where you are and where you want to be, you should figure out your priorities. So if you know that you have 10 steps that you need to take in order to get to the goals that you want to achieve in the next 3 years, you know, how are you going to prioritize? What steps are you going to do first? What are you going to do next? And, you know, ideally, I think it creates some ownership and responsibility for leaders at the firm. And I think, honestly, members of the firm at every level. You know, I think an effective strategy really has buy-in and participation from everyone, from the managing partner, you know, down to the marketing coordinator. Everyone needs to understand where you're going and how they contribute to that larger whole. And again, I think that also goes back to what I was talking about with more cohesion and collaboration within your firm. If everyone is clear on the goals and the priorities, they can all work together to try to move those forward.
So you mentioned time. I mean, how long do you plan ahead, right? Is it a one-year plan, a three-year plan, a five-year plan? And then once you have whatever the duration is, how frequently should mm-hmm. you revisit and, you know, adjust and change? Because obviously mm-hmm. you might plan to do certain things, but the market can react in certain ways, or the economy might change, or people might leave, or new people might join. So how do you approach that?
Certainly, it's evolving all the time. I suggest a plan of about 5 years. I think that is a lot more manageable, and it gives you time to work on things. But each year, I think you have to have your priorities for that year. So again, looking at the steps you want to take, but what are you going to focus on first? What are you going to focus on next? At our firm, our management committee agrees on 4 or 5 priorities for the year. You know, we have someone who is leading each priority and a group that's helping to support that. We meet quarterly to talk about progress. We report back on the progress each year at the partner retreat. And as if things come up, like you said, you know, people joining, people leaving, the pandemic, market shifts, you know, we come together, you know, maybe it's an unscheduled meeting and say, okay, we're now facing X. How are we going to evolve our strategy to meet that? You know, one example I can think of is around attorney growth. We had some ambitious goals in our strategic plan around really headcount growth. size we wanted to be within a defined time. And we're very focused on more organic and lateral growth as opposed to like acquisitions or mergers. That's really not in our plan. And so during the, you know, kind of heyday of 21 and 22, we had so much work. We were really focused on associate hires. We needed people to help us get the work done. And now, you know, transactions are not as crazy. So we're more focused now on looking at our strategy. Where do we need to add headcount, meet more at the partner level that will help us with kind of our full service representation within our client base? Are there holes or areas that we need more bench depth? And let's go after growth in those areas. We may hire less people this year, but we're still moving towards our goal in a different way. And I think keeping that line of communication open with your firm's leadership and, you know, making sure that you have a plan where you can refocus your efforts on a different tactic while still making progress is a kind of key to being able to evolve your strategy and keep people understanding that you continue to move forward and that a strategy doesn't mean that you're locked into one thing for the next 5 years. You've got a kind of an overall vision and how do you focus on the different areas of growth within your firm or improvement or anything like that. You may have internal goals that you focus on, you know, building industry groups or more formulaic succession plan or something like that. Those are things that you might be able to focus on when you can't go after, you know, maybe a merger that year. It's not the right time for you. So you know what kind of is going to fit your firm at that moment in time.
Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good2Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, when it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis you know to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. So hurry now, go to the Good2Be Social website and look for the Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook. So one of the things that I think is somewhat unique about you is you seem to, you know, be involved not only in executing the strategy, but also evolving it and creating it. You know, a lot of marketing professionals, unfortunately, do not have a seat at the table that enables them to do that. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's so important for marketing leaders to help drive and evolve a law firm strategy?
I think that we are in such a unique position as marketers and business developers within a law firm, because we're not only building connections for our attorneys with our clients, but we're also able to build connections within the organization. You know, I think the nature of law firms and practices is that people kind of have their teams that they work with, but they may not know what, you know, someone in healthcare may not know what someone in real estate is doing. So we are able to help build those connections between the partners and the practices and the department leaders. I'm hopeful that other marketers are also working closely with their IT department and their accounting teams and HR and recruiting. And so you're kind of touching everything at the firm. And that enables us to see things in a way that I don't think many others in a firm can. You know, maybe a managing partner or someone very high up and the leadership team may have some of that, but we're also dealing with clients and what clients need. And I think that is another differentiator for us. You know, we're seeing the RFPs and proposals coming through. We're seeing where there may be trends. And so it really positions us to find areas of opportunity and identify areas of need. And I think, in addition, you know, another benefit to the firm having marketing and business development involved at the strategy is that then the teams at marketing and BD efforts are going to be more effective. If we know what's important to the clients as well as to the firm's leadership, we're able to focus, you know, our resources and funds and time in a way that's really helping the firm achieve its goals. And we're more effective, and therefore the firm is more effective and everyone is able to succeed. And I do think just by the nature of what we do, we're in a really great position to be able to do that.
I totally agree with that. And you mentioned something that I personally think law firms don't do enough of, which is really doing research on their clients and really gaining an understanding of, you know, what it is they care about, you know, what keeps them up at night, what issues are they dealing with, or what opportunities might they take advantage of. You know, tell us a little bit, how do you guys do client research? How do you get to know your clients in a way that you can not only market to them and cross-sell them, but also, you know, serve them in the best way possible?
It's really, I think, about being curious. I think it's a little bit of a mind shift for lawyers, because I think they come through law school and they learn to show their expertise and their experience at, you know, and that's how they are able to manage situations and, you know, help their clients out. But once you're able to help them, I think, with that initial need, the next is to really learn what else do they need, right? They might hire you because they have a piece of litigation they really need help with, but there may be other pain points, particularly, I think, you know, from an executive leader or a general counsel. Someone described this, like, as a general counsel, you have to know things that are a mile wide and an inch deep. So you're not able to build the depth that you need to handle all of the things that are coming at your plate, right? So you really need to have these trusted relationships, people you can go to help you. And sometimes I think as a GC or maybe a CEO, you're like, okay, that's my litigator. That's the one I call when I have litigation. But if the litigator is able to be curious and really ask questions of that GC or that CEO about what they're dealing with, what's going on in their industry, they can help spot additional opportunities. Also, I think it's really showing them that you're there to help no matter what is on their plate, right? You can be a connector. You can help put them in touch with someone at your firm who might be able to help. Or maybe it's someone else that you know and trust, like an accountant or some other consultant that could really come in and help them with these issues. And they're going to remember you helped them. And that's what they're going to remember. And that's the most important thing. So again, I think it's asking questions. It's spending time with them outside of just when you're doing the legal services, you know, taking them to dinner or to lunch, getting to know them better. And then also, I think asking them about, like, what are they reading? What events are they attending? Things like that, and spending your time in that industry so you're starting to see the issues that are facing them. And, you know, we'll do research. We have a, you know, great research department where we'll out alerts and things, so we see what's going on in the news with our clients and try to be proactive. But at the end of the day, I think that initial kind of relationship and that ability to be able to connect with them and understand what's going on with them is going to serve you so much more. But it is kind of that mind shift, just like, be curious, get to know them, get to know what they're facing. Don't feel like you have to sell them. Just figure out a way you can help.
I love the idea of curiosity. I think that's a brilliant way to state it. And I totally agree. You know, clients today are looking for value beyond the transaction, right? And a lot of times lawyers get very focused on the transaction, but don't see the opportunity to provide value in whatever way or shape makes sense. And, you know, that's really what clients are looking for, right? That relationship of a trusted advisor. And that's a really great approach that you guys are doing. All right. Well, unfortunately, Kate, we have run out of time. But before I let you go, what would be one piece of advice you would share with other marketing leaders who want to help their firm create or evolve their business strategy? You know, what would you say to them?
I would say go for it. You know, by helping to drive this process, I think you are shining a light on your work and your value and your team, what you can accomplish. And, you know, along the way, just make sure that you are measuring your progress, you're sharing it, even if the result is not kind of what you were hoping for. And it may be a winding path. You may go in a completely different direction than you thought you were going. But if you're showing that you're moving, I think you will show the firm that you are in a position to help drive change for the better.
Love it. All right, Kate. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. For our audience, if you enjoyed today's episode and you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, you can go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can also check out some of our great past episodes. Kate, thank you again for your time. It's been really great to have you on the show. I'm sure our listeners got a lot of value from all the things that you share. And perhaps we look forward to having you on the show sometime in the future.
Be happy to come back. Thank you, Guy.
Thank you very much. All right. And to our audience, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We look forward to seeing you next time.